Hey, this is Leo for Actualize.org, and in this quick self-help segment, I'm going to talk about peak performance. What is peak performance, and how do you achieve it? Well, for me, I love peak performance. This is like the greatest feeling ever. When you're out there and you're just excelling, you're just killing it, whether you're running a marathon and you're killing it there, or you're at the gym and you're killing it there, or at your work you're giving an awesome presentation, or you're writing a novel, and you're just having an awesome day and you write an awesome chapter, or whatever else it is for you. Just being at the peak of your potential and actually being on that zone where you know that you have so much potential, but then you also know that you're stepping up to it and you're actually realizing it, and that feeling of realizing your potential. To me, that's one of the greatest feelings in the world. And one of the reasons that I founded Actualize.org is because I want to figure out what is the psychology behind getting that more consistently. Because I find the biggest challenge with performance is that it's hard to stay at a peak performance all the time, right? That's in fact why they call it peak performance. It's like your performance is down here, and then it peaks, and then it drops back down, kind of spikes, creates a spike, and then it's back down to this low baseline. Well, the question that I have and the question that you should have is, how do we get that peak and sustain that peak so it turns into a plateau so that you're getting high performance consistently? Well, this is something that I love to study, and I think that there's a lot of different angles and a lot of different facets to this problem. So I'm just going to scratch the surface of it in this video, and I've got a lot more ideas about this on Actualize.org. But I would say that the biggest, most number one reason, factor, I should say rather, to your performance and to being on that edge is to have a compelling vision. You have to have something that you're fighting for. You have to have something that's a cause of yours, something that's important enough to you, something that's significant enough to you. You have to be totally bought into it. It has to be compelling. That's why having a very big, lofty goal or a dream or a vision is just critical. It's critical. You're not going to have that kind of peak performance unless you see that. You see that potential. You see something great out there for you that excites you on an emotional level, not just a logical level. This is why, for example, you could have an Olympic athlete who's out there and training for literally 5, 6, 8 hours a day for years. They're doing this. Why would they do that? They're killing themselves. It's like their body is put on so much strain and so much pressure. There's pain, but they're going through all that and they're performing at their peak, and then they get to the Olympics, let's say, and they're going there and they're going through all the different qualifying matches and races, and then finally it's like that last race. And that last race, that gold medal race, that potential to win a bronze, silver, gold medal, that's what they've been dreaming of since they were small children. That was just drilled into their minds. And for them, they've been dreaming about it literally when they slept. They've been dreaming about, daydreaming about it when they ate. They've been dreaming about it and thinking about it and visualizing out while they trained. And they've been doing this for years. So for them, this is it. This is what they want. This is what they've been fighting for. And something within them, some sort of value, is being honored by that. Maybe it's excellence. Maybe it's that they want to do it for their country, or they want to do it for the family, or they want to show their friends that anything is possible. Something noble like that, right? That creates the vision, which then gives them the energy and the drive and the discipline that they need to go out there and accomplish something big. And when they are doing that, they're performing on their edge and they're getting peak performance. So that's what I want for you. And if you think that only Olympic athletes can get this, then you're dead wrong. Anyone can get this. It's just a matter of sitting down and doing some of the inner work that has to happen to get to that point. Now, don't get me wrong. Peak performance is not something that you get casually. Peak performance is something that you have to get, and you have to want it. You have to really understand why you want it. You have to have some compelling reasons. And what I would say right now is, if you want more performance, then you need a better vision. Make it more compelling. Make it more vivid. Actually visualize on it. Come back to it every day. Think about it. Journal about it. Write about it. Expand on it. Make it even grander than it already is. And that's going to get you juiced up to go out there and perform. All right. The next point, and this is really big, is this concept that I'm going to introduce called momentum. And there's two forms of momentum. There's micro momentum and macro momentum. I'm going to talk about both of them. But if you want to be at your peak, you have to realize that you're going to have to build your way up to it. You don't just go and from not going to the gym ever in your life, all of a sudden go to the gym the next day and get peak performance. Nor do you all of a sudden, let's say, if you're at work and you're just kind of humming along at work, and then all of a sudden you want peak performance at your work, you just all of a sudden the next day get peak performance. It's not going to happen that way. In fact, if you try to do it that way and you force it like that, then you're going to get a backlash and it's going to backfire on you, and actually your performance will probably diminish. Or you'll kind of get put back in your place, except now you're going to feel lack of confidence, and you're going to feel like a failure. So instead, what you do is you baby step your way up by ever increasing small steps and challenging yourself more and more and more and more. And this means that you have to have a little bit of patience and allow yourself to build up to it. Let's talk about that Olympic athlete example again. Did that Olympic athlete get to that peak performance level all of a sudden in one day? No. Did they do it in a week? No. Did they do it in a month? No. Did they do it in a year? Probably not even in a year. It probably took them many years to get to that kind of level. And when you're seeing them on television, it seems like they're just performing on the spot. That hour of the race, that minute of the race, they're performing so well. But they've been training up for it. They've built up to that level. And so they're in the zone. They're in that mindset because they've been training for it. And they've been creating momentum. So that's what I want you to do, is start to create momentum, whether at the gym or in your career or wherever you want to have peak performance, is start ratcheting up. For example, at the gym, put a little bit extra weight every time you go. Put a little bit more weight on. A little bit more weight. A little bit more weight. And push yourself a little bit more. A little bit more. A little bit more. And all of a sudden, you'll find that 6 months from now, you're going to be totally at a different level of performance than you were today. Because you've just been baby stepping it up. And you've been building momentum. And what you find is that as you build momentum, it becomes easier to do that stuff. And your motivation can kind of well up to the point where right now maybe you're not excited about going to the gym at all, but 6 months from now you can get yourself so pumped up about doing a super heavy set on squats or deadlift or whatever exercise you're doing, just because you've been building it up, and you've been not only just building your body up and your muscles up and the habits and your brain, but you've also really built up the motivation for it too. So that's really important. That is what I call macro momentum. There's also micro momentum, which is building up on a small scale throughout your day. So macro momentum takes place over the course of days, multiple days, weeks, and months. Micro momentum takes place within the course of, let's say, a day, or even within the course of part of a day. So by micro momentum, I might mean when you go to the gym on that one specific day, you can build up micro momentum by first doing a very easy, relaxing treadmill walk, right? Just to get your blood flowing and your muscles going, and then your brain kind of starts to get engaged to want to do exercise. Then you walk, let's say, for 15 minutes. Then you go out there and you do some light stretching. Then you do that for 15 minutes. Then you go and you do some kind of moderately heavy lifts. Then you do that, and then you get yourself pumped up to do some really heavy lifts at the end of that session. So there, what you've done is you kind of baby step your way through that one exercise session to something really, really powerful, a really powerful peak performance doing a very heavy lift. But you did that by building up. You don't just go in there and all of a sudden break out a super heavy lift right off the bat. Not only can that hurt you physically and can cause all sorts of problems, muscle strain and injuries, but it's also just your brain is not going to be geared for that. So you got to build yourself up. And the same can happen not only at the gym, but in your work too, when you're starting your work day. Let's say you're trying to write something and you've got a whole day of writing to do. Well, you don't really want to write at the beginning of the day, but you want to get to that peak performance of writing when you're totally in the flow and you're killing it on the paper, right? And everything's just coming out so smooth, all the words are perfect, the language is everything is just clicking for you. But to get to that point, you got to build up to it, you got to realize. And that means building micro momentum throughout the day. So that means the first thing you might do is just maybe you sit down and you check your email. That just kind of gets you in the work mode. Next thing you do, you check your email a little bit, then maybe you go and you review your notes. And you do that for half an hour. Then you reviewed your notes, and now you go and you take a look at what you've written the previous day, and you just kind of familiarize yourself with that, so your mind is in that frame. Then maybe you just say, okay, I'm going to write just one or two pages, and then I'm going to go to lunch. So you do that, you write just one or two pages. Then, as you're at lunch, you start thinking about more ideas, stuff starts kind of bubbling up and percolating, and you come back from lunch, and you challenge yourself to write 5 pages in the next hour or two. And then all of a sudden, by the end of the day, you see yourself, and now it's like you've got 10 pages, and you're just like a writing machine, and everything's going smooth. But you couldn't get to that point of peak performance right at the beginning of the day when you woke up. Probably not realistic to just get there right off the bat unless you've been building up to it with macro momentum for a very long time. So this is the distinction between micro and macro momentum. I hope you understand this a little bit better. And really, you should be using both of these to get yourself to a level of peak performance. Build up throughout your day, and then build up every day throughout the week and the month and the year to get yourself to this amazing level where people just look at you and they see you as this Olympic athlete. It's like you're getting these things done. You're having these amazing lifts at the gym. You're able to produce so much stuff at work. And the reason that you're able to do that is because you have utilized this ramping up momentum building process that most people discount. And they just try to force it, and then it fails on them. So that is a great way to build up to peak performance. The other thing I'm going to tell you, some other little tidbits and secrets about peak performance, is discipline. You need discipline, of course, to make this process work. And that's why most people are not getting peak performance in their life, is because they take it too casually. They're not disciplined about it. They're not able to enforce discipline on themselves. So study how to build discipline within yourself. I cover that in other videos and other topics. That's also a deep topic to cover and very fascinating. Then I want to encourage you to be a student. Be a student of personal development. Be a student of inner work, of psychology. Because performance is deeply rooted in psychology, more so than even the actions that you're taking. Because the actions are a reflection of who you are, what you believe, what you think about yourself, what you think of your capabilities, what kind of goals you set for yourself, what kind of vision you create, what kind of techniques you use, like visualizations and affirmations. And also the things that you know, the knowledge that you have, and the workings of your psychology. So the better you understand yourself, the better you master your emotions, and you know all these principles of self-development that I talk about, then the better you're going to be able to see the avenues of improving performance in any aspect of your life. So to be a peak performer, I think you have to become a student of it. And that's what, you know, the top athletes do, is that they do study this stuff. They study the psychology of peak performance in order to get peak performance physically. It's not just about training physically, it's also about training mentally. So there's both those components, and don't discount the mental component. And then, of course, peak performance, if you really want to be performing at your peak, and this is too deep of a topic to get into here, you got to start worrying about your nutrition and your exercise. Even if we're talking about performance at work, even if we're talking about performance writing a novel, even if we're talking about performance doing some public speaking, or performance in bed, whatever your performance you want, you have to have the physical energy and the vitality to get that. And that means you have to start looking out for your nutrition and your exercises so that your body is in good shape. Because when your body is in good shape and your mind is in good shape, then you can get good performance out of this machine that is the human body. So start looking out for that, and I've got more videos on that. And that's going to do it. I think that those are the core principles of peak performance. There's more to it, of course, more nuances. But go ahead and post your comments down below. I want to hear what you guys think. Like this, please share this. And of course, check out actualized.org for more advanced personal development videos just like this on how to achieve peak performance. That's really what I founded the website for, is to help you get all these little things in place in your life so that you understand the psychology behind it all. And then you can go out there and achieve amazing results, extraordinary results, in wherever part of your life that you want it in. Subscribe to my newsletter. You're going to get free updates every week.